Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. So you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Anna Denning. Anna Denning is the co-author of a new book called The Art of Manifesting, a meditative drawing practice to rewire your brain and create your reality. You can find out more about Anna Denning and her wonderful work at her website, annadenning.com. Welcome, Anna Denning.
Thank you so much, Catherine, for your wonderful introduction, and thank you for having me on your podcast and on your show.
So, Anna Denning, will you share for our audience, where are you located?
I'm located near Windsor in England, United Kingdom.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the title of your book is called The Art of Manifesting. What exactly is manifesting?
Well, the definition of manifesting is about bringing your desires into reality through visualization and positive thinking. And I've been practicing manifestation since I was 13 years old. In the book and in spiritual terms, for me, manifesting is co-creation. It is about remembering that you are part of a living, conscious universe that responds to frequency, to vibration. And when you hold and set a clear intention, we infuse it with emotion and gratitude, and then we take inspired action, and we are starting to collaborate with the greater field of potentiality. And we talk about it quite a lot in our book, The Art of Manifesting. So for me, manifestation is really about relationship. It is relationship between you, your mind, your emotions, and the spirit and the universe. And it is kind of less of how can I get what I want, about how do I become the best version of me, who is naturally aligned with that experience. And as I said, this is what we teach in the Art of Manifesting and through AM method. And literally, you draw this alignment into being.
All right. Now, there are many, many methods of manifesting, as you know.
Yes.
You have, with your co-author, you have created what you all call the AM method. What does the AM stand for, and what is the AM method?
So the AM method, it stands for literally the Art of Manifesting, which is the name of the book. Mm-hmm. And also we call it Awakened Magic. And it is a very simple drawing practice, not even drawing, we call it doodling, that helps you connect with the divine, or whatever you want to call the higher power. Some people call it God, spirit, divine, the field, what quantum field, whatever you call it, through art. And when you draw with the AM method, you are not just doodling or making lines and shapes. You are literally creating a living prayer. You are conversing with spirit. And it is a great method to open your heart, calm your mind, and kind of you align yourself with the energy and with what you want to bring into your life. So there's a lot of books and a lot of information, as you say, about manifestation, and also about how art can help and can heal and relax. But in the Art of Manifesting, we go further. We show how art can shape your future. And it is not about just how you feel now, and it is about creating new possibilities. And also, if you read the book, you will see that Colette and I designed the art of manifesting, or the AM method, to be quite joyful and super easy. And you definitely don't need to be an artist. Or if you can draw a line, any wavy line, and you can draw a circle that looks a potato, you can do this. We call it frequency arts because the drawing kind of helps you to tune into that frequency, all of the divine. And as you draw, you're sending your intention into the universe, and you receive guidance back. And as I said, it's not just about manifesting, but also about improving your mindset, about relaxing, and also focusing on what you truly want.
Okay, now in the 66 years that I've been on the planet, the various methods that I am aware of for manifesting, including prayer and asking God and spirit for what you want, using affirmations, right? Positive affirmations, using what's called treasure maps, which is also a visual representation. So you get a poster board, you put a photograph of yourself on in the middle of it because you want to manifest for you, and then you put images or words around this on the poster board to visual representations about what you want to manifest. Also, there's visualization as actually seeing yourself in the job that you want or with the healthy body that you want. So those are four commonly known methods of manifestation. So can you explain for our audience, how do you actually do the AM method? How does it work? What are the steps?
So the AM method, it is everything that you described is works really well. And in fact, what you call treasure maps, I've been practicing vision boards for years, and I'm a very big fan of the vision boards. In fact, we have in the book, we have the way to create that vision board with the AM method as well. So in a way, you can find in the book lots of different things. The vision boards, there's quite a lot of sort of affirmation practice there as well. But what kind of sets us apart, it is often for people who find it quite difficult to meditate just by sitting, by praying, by visualizing. Once you start drawing, you are engaging not just kind of your thinking brain, but your kinesthetically drawing. You are verbalizing what you want to achieve. You are imagining it. So the visualization plays a major part in it. Again, you're talking to the spirit. So I always say it is, I find AM method is like a living prayer, talking to spirit while you do it. And then you have that picture that you created. It is in a way kind of like visual programming because you create that picture of the ultimate picture of what you want. And your brain, it is engages reticular activating system and mirror neurons to really focus on that vision. And it starts focusing on in your environment, in your life, kind of on things that will bring this vision to pass. So it is kind of you are working with the spirit, you're working with the brain as well. You're engaging neuroplasticity to bring that reality into being.
Okay, and you brought up a fifth method of manifestation that I'm aware of that I forgot about. I remember when I actually started in healing work, I'm now 66, in my 30s, I learned something called Brain Gym. And there's something called a VAK method, which is visual, auditory, kinesthetic. So visual, you would do figure eights, you would draw figure eights, and your eyes follow your hand doing a figure eight. Auditory, again, you're using the affirmations. And then kinesthetic, You would be doing a technique called thinking taps, where you're basically rubbing your ears. But by engaging your visual senses, your auditory senses, and your kinesthetic senses with an intention, that's another method of manifesting. So you've sort of talked around about this. So tell us more. Are you drawing a picture of what you want to manifest? What are the actual steps in the AM method?
So there are obviously different ways, if even when sort of drawing what you want or making collages like a vision board. What sets us apart from doodling or other types of drawing? Because we start first with kind of calling the spirit, with raking the paper. We have the whole process how you start the drawing. We're raking the paper, we create that energy ball, and we push that energy in the paper. And we set the intention and we draw a dot of intention as well. So then we open the portal and then we create our art using frequency lines. So we are drawing the lines from that dot of intention out to the edges of the paper, sending the frequency to spirit. And then, the spirit kind of, we are like humans, we're like a walking walkie-talkie. Because we send the frequency, certain frequencies out, but also we get frequency back in terms, as I said, guidance, for example. So we draw all of this on paper, and then we create shapes for what kind of we want to bring in. And they are shapes or images or symbols, whatever it is that you resonate with. Because, for example, when I draw about health, you will see that I draw an apple. I don't know why, but because probably it comes from the apple a day. Or for you, for somebody else, can be health, can be something else, can be just sun. For somebody else, it can be, I don't know, a star. So we are kind of drawing what we want to have in our lives, and people can pick, whatever they want to draw to bring that into their life, to make this drawing meaningful for you.
Beautiful. Now, once you've created this drawing, sort of like as we talked about a manifestation board, treasure map, those are different words for the same thing. Do you then put it on a wall? Because I know for myself, when I've made treasure maps, also known as vision boards, you put it on the wall someplace where you see it all the time, like right next to your desk, for example, where you just see it and it works on your subconscious. So
Exactly. We do exactly the same. We recommend doing it exactly the same. We recommend kind of practicing the art of manifesting, the AM method, for a few weeks. And whatever you create, you put on the wall so you can see it all the time. Another important thing I didn't mention before is we create what's so-called gratitude circles, gratitude bubbles on our drawings. So a big part of the AM method is to say thank you. Thank you to the universe. Thank you out to our higher self for everything that we have already in our life and for everything that is coming into our life as well. So that's another kind of very important thing that sets us apart. So we spend a lot of time and we talk a lot about kind of the high frequencies, high vibrations of gratitude in our lives as well. And yes, you're correct. And then once you create those beautiful drawings, you just put them on the wall so you see them again and again.
now, you created this AM method with your co-author, Colette Baron-Reid. What inspired you to create this method with your co-author, Colette Baron-Reid?
Yeah, so I've actually known about Colette Baron-Reid for years because I've been doing kind of intentional drawing for a while. I'm a neurographica instructor as well, and I've always used Colette's oracle cards. So Colette is best-selling author. She is the author, I think, of 8 books that translate into 27 languages, and she created 19 oracle decks. So, and it was actually the whole how we met was surreal because I think that the spirit brought us together because she is an artist in her own right, and she broke her foot and she couldn't move, so she couldn't paint, so she was kind of doing some doodling. some line arts. And she went on YouTube for some inspiration, came across my videos on my YouTube channel, and she contacted me and we started talking. And this is kind of how our idea was born, because I used to teach the neuro manifestation course, and she's been teaching manifestation for the last 30 years. And we were just talking and like exchanging ideas, and we basically decided to explore that idea together, kind of from different almost directions. So she's been a spiritual teacher for, she was kind of teaching people about energy, intuition, spirit for years, and I've been teaching kind of visual methods of manifestation. So we just kind of brought it together and we created something unique, something new, and we just wanted to make something so simple that literally anybody can do it. So it's accessible to everyone. Literally, if you can hold the a pen and you have a piece of paper somewhere, you can do that. So we wanted to create this simple way to quiet the noise in our present, which is quite turbulent present sometimes, and sort of to quiet that noise, tune in, and start a real dialogue with the universe.
Beautiful. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Anna Denning, the co-author of The Art of Manifesting. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Anna Denning, you mentioned that you are a neurographic instructor and that you've been doing neuromanifesting for a while. What exactly is neuromanifesting and what does a neurographic instructor actually do?
Well, the neurographica is the kind of the drawing method that was created in 2014 by a Russian professor, Pavel Piskarev. And it is... It is also line art, and you draw, you have different, he calls it algorithms, and you do drawings based again on lines. But the way you draw a line is very different from the AM method. When you draw a neurographic line, you kind of work through the resistance. You really need to feel that resistance in your bones to draw it properly. And in NeuroGraphica, you can use only very simple geometric shapes like circles, triangles, or squares. And there's quite a lot of rules. So it is a very algorithmical, it's an excellent method to solve one's kind of tasks in life. And, so it is, I'm NeuroGraphic instructor, so I can teach the method. I teach kind of like all. I teach the basic user course, which allows you kind of to release tension using NeuroGraphica. And then I teach other, there's like different, they're called algorithms, different modules of NeuroGraphica. And I also teach what's called NeuroGraphica Specialist course, which allows you to use NeuroGraphica method in your coaching or therapy practice.
Fantastic. Now, how is your AM method different from traditional drawing or doodling? Like, for example, many people have heard of, I think it's called Zentangles.
Yes, I love Zentangle. Can I just say it is beautiful technique for mindfulness, and I love it. And sometimes I'm not properly trained. Although in my neuro art school, I'm the founder of Neuro Art School. I will be having Zentangle course in 2026. So I love Zentangle. I love NeuroGraphica. I think line art, intentional light art is becoming quite popular. It kind of falls under the umbrella of neuro arts. And if anybody read my Brain on Art book, you will know that neuro arts becoming quite, as I say, quite popular because art is a force for good, and art is a force kind of to heal, to reconnect with your higher self. So the AM method is very different from traditional drawing or normal kind of doodling because it is not about making a pretty picture. It is about creating that connection. And when people doodle, and when I used to go to university or school, I used to doodle quite a lot. It's kind of like drawing without much thought. And it is spontaneous or random. Or if you do traditional art, like for example, I'm an artist, I went to art school, and you have a still life or you have a landscape, and then you draw or paint what's in front of you. In the AM method, there is intention. It is not random. We have a process that helps you to tune in and connect before you even start drawing. So every drawing is intentional. It's not just about creating a pretty picture. It is about setting an intention and about connecting to your higher self, connecting to spirit. And you get in that state of flow. You are kind of almost like getting that calm, positive energy. And once you kind of connect with paper, connect with the universe, you start drawing lines and shapes. Again, each line and each shape, they have intention and they have energy, they carry meaning. So it is, we call it's doodling, but it is kind of intentional doodling. It is
Beautiful.
energetic practice, I would say, and it helps you calm your body. Kind of open your heart to possibilities and literally draw your intentions into being.
Now, as of this recording, I have 32 years full-time experience in natural healing. And my first 10 years in natural healing was learning all about how to heal the brain. So for our audience, basics, brain. So you have two hemispheres in your brain. The left side of your brain is linear, logical, goes one, two, three in a sequential fashion. The right hemisphere is the big picture gestalt hemisphere. Now, so many people who think of creativity think that the creativity is only right brain, but that is actually an incorrect assumption because you have to not only have the light bulb moment and the aha, okay, I want to draw a picture of a horse, but then you have to execute it with the left hemisphere. So creativity actually happens when we integrate the right and left hemispheres of the brain. When you're using your whole brain, then you open your third eye. And as a yoga teacher of 31 years, also experience, One of the things they say in yogic tradition is that when you integrate the right and left hemisphere, then you can open your third eye, your sixth chakra, which is where you get your clear vision and your inner vision. So you are an expert at art and using the art of manifesting. In your experience, Anna Denning, what happens in our brain when we draw with intention?
You are totally right, Catherine. And actually, there were studies when they scanned the brains of artists, and there's actually quite a lot of connections between left and right hemisphere. And it, you know, artists are great at all parts of the brain talking to each other, because there's so many processes happening in the brain when an artist creates art. And when you draw with intention, something really special happens in the brain. First of all, your focus shifts. You move out of everyday thinking, all the noise, all the worry, all the planning, into the state of flow, into this really calm, creative state. And so we are also engaging the visual cortex, our seeing brain, the motor cortex that is responsible for movement, because we draw with our hands. We engage emotional centers of our brain, prefrontal cortex, which helps with creating meanings and focus as well. And all of these areas of the brain, they work together. And as I said, that, you know, once you start drawing, it might take a while. It differs with different people. Sometimes it takes from straight away. Sometimes it happens the more you practice. Sometimes it takes a few minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, just to for that stress, for that chattering monk in your brain to quieten down and get into that space of flow. And your body relaxes, your nervous system resets. And another key player in intentional drawing is something called reticular activating system. And this is our brain filter and focuser, if I can say that. So it decides, our reticular activating system decides what we should focus in the world. Because, you know, there's so much going on at every point of time, and our brain just can't pay attention to everything. So we focus. And when you draw with intention, especially when you draw about something wonderful, gratitude, peace, love, abundance, you are training your brain to notice those things in daily life. So suddenly you start seeing signs, opportunities, synchronicities that match your focus. So if you are drawing about kindness or about love, you start noticing more kindness and love around you. So from a scientific point of view, intentional drawing helps rewire your brain through neuroplasticity and creating new neural pathways for calm, positivity, and possibility. So we are, from the spiritual point of view, it's exactly the same. You're aligning your mind, your body, your energy with the divine. And the universe begins responding to that frequency.
So excellent information. And Anna Denning, for our audience, I want to add some additional information. So your reticular activating system, the RAS, is actually part of the reptilian part of your brain, okay? Now, obviously you have many parts of your brain, and most of us think, well, I'm thinking logically all the time. Well, in order to think logically, you have to access the frontal lobes, the front of your brain. Versus when we go into fight, flight, or freeze, when we're in stress, we're actually operating out of the back of the brain, out of the reticular, out of the reptilian brain. And when you're operating out of the back of the brain, you're just reacting. You're reacting on old programming. So the RAS, a good way to think about the RAS, the reticular activating system, is it's like a gate, and it decides what information to let through. And so, for example, if you're listening to this, your brain is receiving so much information. For example, the weight of your body as you're sitting, at the feet, the feel of your feet on the floor, the the temperature in the room, the light in the room. So there's all this information that your brain is unconsciously processing. And what Anna Denning is talking about is the phenomenon of focus, which is sort of closing the gate so that you can focus on just a few things. And then also I want to add, as I mentioned, when I started learning healing work 32 years ago, one of the things that I learned was something called Brain Gym, which is very, very simple little exercises that turns on both sides of the brain. So as we talked about, when you turn on the right and the left hemisphere, then you can access your full creativity. And in Brain Gym, there is an activity called Double Doodle. Double Doodle is very simple in that you hold, and Anna knows exactly what I'm talking about, is you hold a writing instrument in each hand. So if you're listening, you're either right-handed or left-handed. And so, for example, I'm right-handed. So if I'm stressed, so your opposite hand is controlled by the opposite side of the brain. So your right hand is controlled by the left hemisphere. Your left hand is controlled by the right hemisphere. Under stress, if you're stressed, then your non-dominant side of your brain is 72 to 85% shut down. So when we're stressed, it's very difficult to access your full creativity, whether you're a writer or a musician or an artist, a visual artist like Anna. So a very simple way to turn on both sides of the brain is to hold a pen or crayon in each hand. So Anna Denning, do you use both-handed methods in your AM method?
No, we don't. We just wanted to make it quite simple, and so anybody can do. I do those exercises myself, and I really like that. And sometimes on purpose, I pick and start drawing. I'm right-handed as well. I draw with my left hand. But no, they are not in the book. But I'm very aware of that. In fact, my mom was psychiatrist, medical psychiatrist, and I kind of grew up with all those interesting new ideas. And she used to bring a lot of work home, and she used to experiment on me. It's like, Anna, if you're unhappy, do those angry lines. And she would go, oh, draw a tree, and she will psychoanalyze me. Yes, and she was talking about drawing with the other hand. So, yeah, I love that exercise.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We're listening to Anna Denning talk about her new book, The Art of Manifesting. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Anna Denning, as you know, there is an entire field of art therapy and using art for therapeutic purposes. In your book, you talk about how the AM method, the Art of Manifesting method, can help people release trauma. How can the AM method help people release trauma?
Well, as you said, this art is absolutely fantastic. And I must admit, it's not just AM method, but any art. And the whole art therapy was actually built and was born out of trying to help veterans to release trauma from the battles back in the First World War. So, and as I said, I'm a great believer then arts and sort of not just visual arts, any arts, if you create in drama production, if you write poems, if you play music, if you draw, any arts, any types of arts, they can release trauma. So art can, as I said, it can release trauma, but also reframe limiting beliefs in quite a natural way. And if we go for something painful, those emotions often stay trapped in the body and in our subconscious mind. And sometimes it is quite hard to talk about them or even find the right words to express them. But when we draw, we bypass that thinking mind. We bypass our controller in the brain, and we start speaking in the language of the subconscious. And it is the language of images, colors, sensations, and art therapy is based on that. So in the book, we have specific drawings that help with that. We have a whole section about how to release limiting beliefs in order to kind of proceed with manifestation. And we have some release exercises where you can, using paper, scrap paper and pens, you can safely express your anger or your fear or frustration through kind of sharp, chaotic lines. And then you continue drawing them in a more soft manner until your whole body and yourself and your mind settles into calm. So it can literally can watch your emotions transform right in front of you on paper. And as I said, I mentioned we have those gratitude circles, which one of my favorite. And gratitude is great for healing as well. So, and the more you practice the gratitude, that the more your kind of your brain and your mind settles, and it is easier to release things, and it's easier to come into balance.
Okay, so Anna Denning, can you talk our audience through one of the exercises in your book that helps people release trauma? Give us, instead of just general, give us an example of how you go about doing that.
So what I suggest, you grab some scrap paper, for example, printer paper that you don't need, or any old magazines, whatever it is. So you think about, you bring up all those emotions that you want to release. And then you grab a pen or a pencil, and then you basically just start drawing those angry lines on paper, like as if you're writing kind of a letter. So you kind of, you pour all your negativity on paper, and you go line after line after line. And then, as I said, I suggest having the whole pack of that scrap paper, and you express those emotions in those like angry letter lines, and you just go and go and go, and you will feel how your whole body it kind of squeezes that negativity on paper, and then after a while, you will notice how lines become less angry, less angular, and then you consciously slow down and you start drawing lines more soft, more rounded, more wavy, and then eventually you go with kind of more straight lines with softer lines, and you will see how you're squeezing all that energy, negativity on paper, and you will feel so much better.
Great. And can we?
And can I just add, and you can do whatever you like with that paper. Some people like shredding it through the shredding machine. Some people like ripping it with their hands. If you want safely, I've got in the garden that bonfire, like a bucket for bonfires. I put it there and I just burn it. So whatever works for you. There's no prescription there.
Wonderful, great information. And can you give us an example of how we would use the AM method to reframe a limiting belief? So let's give an example for our audience as any thought of low self-esteem is a limiting belief. So can you say explain for our audience how you would use the AM method to change a limiting belief?
Well, first of all, you need to do that exercise that I've just said, because if you haven't achieved whatever you wanted to achieve, there is a limiting belief that's stopping you. So we have some exercises in the book actually about journaling, writing your limiting beliefs down, any negative emotions associated with this, do those exercises of line release. And then when you get onto that 0 points, when you're ready to grow, we have some drawings. It's very difficult to explain it without showing, but it is extremely easy, and they're all in the book. You basically draw yourself, you set the intention, and then you can. There's one exercise when you draw yourself where you are now and where you want to achieve. It's a simple kind of circular shape, and then you connect through the lines you now to you in the future. And remember those gratitude bubbles. You put lots of little bubbles and you say thank you, thank you, thank you, as if you're already there.
Beautiful. I love this. And as I mentioned, I have 32 years experience in natural healing, and I do a similar exercise. Sometimes I have a client and they're really stuck. So I'll have a person draw a picture of yourself as you are now. And lots of people say, "Oh gosh, I can't draw." And I'm like, "That's no problem. Get a big piece of paper and a bunch of crayons or colored pictures, and just draw a picture of how you are now." And then I'll talk to the person. Okay, so tell me about yourself now. What's going on? And then we discuss that. And then I'll say, okay, I want you to draw a new picture, a second picture on a new piece of paper of how you would like to be, how you want to be. And then the person draws, a new image of themselves. And then I say, okay, what do you have to be in order to become this new person? What do you have to do in order to become this next new person? And what do you have to have? So that be, do, have of realizing what you have to be, what you have to do, and what you have to have is another method of manifesting. And I've used that drawing method very successfully, especially when I'm working with clients who have body image issues, where they don't like the way they look. And there's something about their body that they don't like. But by drawing that picture, that new picture, it's like, okay, well, maybe I don't have to give up chocolate. Maybe, right? Maybe I just have to really be at peace with who I am and be more relaxed. So there's a lot of insight that I think comes through that. Now, you say in your work that drawing for you has become a living prayer. Can you share for our audience what do you mean by that?
When I say that drawing becomes a living prayer, I mean it's a way to communicate with the divine, not through words, but through energy, through focus, through feeling. I've always done prayer. And I think prayer is such a powerful, powerful way. You know, it's kind of, I always had it in my life, so I'm quite lucky. But some people find it difficult to do it. You will be surprised. And for me, if you draw that relationship with the divine on paper, becomes quite powerful. So, and unlike a spoken prayer, it doesn't kind of end when you stop talking. It keeps unfolding on paper. Remember we spoke about, then you put it on the wall and you keep looking at it. And it is such a powerful technique, because that drawing carries your emotion, the vibration, the frequency, and the shapes becoming the kind of symbols which you're calling for. And every time you see it, you kind of almost like your brain repeats that prayer. And it is about also aligning yourself with the divine. So when you draw, you kind of, you remember your connection, you feel that connection. That's why I call it living prayer, because that every drawing becomes alive. Every drawing becomes another way to communicate with divine. So, yeah. So it's you're not just talking; you're also creating that image of your connection with spirit.
Beautiful.
I hope it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I think you bring up an important point, because different modalities work for different people. Some people talk about sweating your prayers, whether it's dancing or doing yoga. And then you're talking about using art to connect to the divine. Now,
Anna,
go ahead.
I wanted to add something, because this is not new. This is something humanity have known for millennia, because if you look at old cave drawings, our ancestors, ancient ancestors, communicated with the divine through art. So they connected with Mother Nature, where they connected with the divine in there. You know, how they, normally Mother Nature, this is what the divine, so they are, when they created their drawings of successful hands, you know, vitality, of those, all those shapes, they were in a way creating that prayer. So we're just kind of remembering that. It's just another way of communicating.
Anna Denning, final question. How do you personally connect with spirit or universe when you draw?
So for me, connecting with spirit is kind of a sacred personal ritual, and a lot of it is in the book. And this, the funny one, was talking, when we were chatting and discussing the book with Colette, she was doing something very, very similar. That's why we kind of put it in the book. And I'm a Reiki practitioner, and I always begin my drawing by raking paper and sending it this calm, loving energy, and kind of blessing this space. And then again, we create the chi ball of energy between our hands, and literally you feel that connection. You know, you kind of feel how the light goes into your hands through you, and then you charge paper with energy, and then we have dot with intention. And this is when we focus our energy on that dot of intention, and then we open the door into possibilities and let the lines flow, basically.
Beautiful.
So every line becomes part of a conversation with the universe.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Our guest today has been Anna Denning, co-author of The Art of Manifesting, a meditative drawing practice to rewire your brain and create your reality. And you can find out more about Anna Denning and her wonderful work at her website, annadenning.com. And remember that there are modalities available for all of us, and drawing is a beautiful way to connect to the divine and manifest what you want in your life. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.